This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. National year-round E15 sales were not included in the year-end final stopgap government funding bill. However, the issue could still be building momentum heading into 2025. We will hear more from American Farm Bureau's Joe Gilson next.
Farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. It is a time to carefully reflect on what went right on the farm in 2024, and what can be done to make improvements for the next growing season. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
National year-round E15 sales were not included in the year-end final stopgap government funding bill. However, the issue could still be building momentum heading into 2025. E15 sales, including in the summer driving season, were a part of the earliest stopgap bill and did not make the final bill when it failed to gain GOP traction. But the mere fact it was in the first bill may mean it picks up steam next year. American Farm Bureau's Joe Gilson.
I think this issue of getting year-round E15 sales has been an issue that the ethanol and farm community has worked on for the past 15 years, and I don't think it's ever got this close.
Eight Midwest states won EPA approval for year-round E15 sales after several years of summertime waivers. It has taken House and Senate bills to jumpstart the push for national year-round sales. Now Gilson says the stopgap may have just provided the needed spark.
We're really close. Corn and oil states are aligned. Democrats and Republicans are aligned. So I do think it's just a matter of time, but we're still going to have to press early on in this next Congress to get it fixed by the summertime driving season in 2025.
He predicts with bipartisan support being in the first stopgap in earlier bills by Representative Adrian Smith and Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, year-round E15 could prevail early in the new year. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five stories to your inbox each day. From our homepage, you can also click on the podcast tab and find our daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast, which are posted each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.